am Annette. I'm a compulsive overeater and grateful to be here today. Haven't spoken in a long time, and I haven't spoken on Zoom in even longer. So it's good to be here. I'm going to start with my history. I believe I was a compulsive overeater my entire life, even from an incredibly young childhood. First of all, I was a big baby. But from young childhood, I remember hiding food. Food was the answer to everything, to the point that, like, I to this day know what my friends' parents' houses had in them, where their drawers were, where I could find food, from starting and then like babysitting. I preferred houses that had certain snacks. And it just continues from there. And so much of my life focused on food. And it's really, I look back and I'm genuinely sad about some of that, because I started dieting at a very young age as well. I started first of all, my mother's a dietitian. So I should have known better. My aunts were very good at reminding me that, oh, you had such a pretty face. Oh, if only. Got a lot of that. And it really had its effect as well. And so instead of what I started to do is squirrel away food and hide food and sneak food and all that kind of stuff, and steal food. And it's really hard to look back at that. And then I started with various programs as a high school kid, because I also had the belief that if only I could be a thin person, that my life would be perfect. And my problems clearly were because of my weight. My life, everything was because of my weight. And I wish I could say to that young lady now that, you know, life doesn't just revolve around food. But at that, I spent a lot of the time in the yo-yo dieting of Sunday eating all I could possibly eat, because on Monday me and friends were going to start this big diet. And I ate so much on damn Sunday that I probably gained weight in the end, because I couldn't keep to a diet. It just wouldn't happen. It just was a cycle, and it was a very sad cycle. I tried hypnosis. I tried lots and lots of things. I didn't date much because I played games with that too. I would only eat salad on dates because it was my big bones. It was this, no one would know what an eater I was if I didn't eat in front of people, and it became much more of a secret part of my life. And it was just a continual game. In college, I dated someone who was abusive, and no one would ever, he let me know no one else would ever love me. And that was, and I, part of me believed that. And then I met my future husband, who happens to be one of us as well. And I was grateful. It was the first person who said to me on a date that, why don't we get an extra dinner and we'll bring some back or something. I don't know. We'd save it for tomorrow. What a foolish thing. Cause of course we didn't. And we did. And it was the first person I could eat with. Although, to be honest, after a while, and after we were married, we both started closet eating separately. I ate upstairs, and I ate probably a full meal before my family ate, because again, we were going to be on another diet or something. And there was so much of that. At one point, my husband and I, we had the same PCP, had prescribed Fen-Phen. And I don't know if any of you know of this. They determined that this drug that was supposed to help you lose weight could impact your heart, and you had to get off of it immediately. But I was so desperate to be thin that I squirreled that away too. And I finished it. And I bring that up because you think about where my head was. I was willing to take something that could cause a heart attack because I wanted to be thin so badly. And actually, the person who brought me to program, God love them, we initially used to go to Weight Watchers. We'd drop our kids off at Hebrew school. We'd go to Weight Watchers where the small, I'm sorry, we went to a program, another, whatever, WW. And we would literally wear as little as possible. Like, it's just the game of it. And then we'd go out to breakfast. So who are we kidding? Like, the games I played, and I'm so grateful. So this person finally said to me one time that she found something. Come with me. And from my first meeting, I heard so many things I needed to hear. First of all, I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only one. I didn't have to live in this deep, dark secret. I'm going to throw back another one. My poor kids, I have two boys, God love them. I needed time out with Oprah every day. And what that really was me closet eating in my room. And this is before my meal, before dinner. And this is, you know, it was just so grateful not to be that person anymore. And so grateful not to play that game with my head. And to know that I'm not alone and that I don't have to eat this way anymore. And that I can have a program. I've been in program for 15 years. Now, I also want you to know, though, that life isn't always. So it also comes beyond food. My husband and I were both morbidly obese. And I'm grateful we don't live that lifestyle anymore. And we don't have to live that lifestyle anymore. And that my kids don't have to tolerate that. But another piece of that was my anxiety to everything. And if I didn't have program, my kids couldn't be the people they are today. Because I was anxious about everything. And I would, first of all, I'd try to orchestrate everything because I needed everything to be the way I thought it should be. And it doesn't have to be that way. My older son got married right out of college. I thought he was too young. I needed to learn to shut my mouth. Tool is a really important one from program. He was living in New York City. That made me nervous. They now live in Israel, if you think I was nervous then. But program taught me to let go and let God. And that I have, so I come from a religious observant Jewish background, of which I could pray for other people and I could pray in language and this, that, and the other, but it wasn't for me and it wasn't for anyone, anything personal. Actually, my sponsor has taught me that I can pray in the bathroom, that I can turn to God for anything and everything. And I have a personal God in my life now, and that is program. And program has given that to me. And that's been an incredible gift. And I'll get into some of what I've needed that for in more recent times. But there's so many pieces to program and what program has taught me that I wasn't expecting. I thought that if I lost the weight, my life would be perfect. And I need everyone to know that, first of all, no one's life is perfect and there is no such thing as perfection, but I wouldn't trade my life for anything. And part of it is letting my kids live their lives and not having to orchestrate who they are and what they are and all of that. And and giving myself the freedom to so many freedoms. That once I put my food on the scale and my food is set, that I can live life. And my head doesn't have to always go to food. I commit my food every morning, but I do more than that. And I think the other rituals help as well. First of all, I in bed, I do a gratitude list to start my day. I do some personal prayer in bed. And then when I give my sponsor my food, I also give my 4 G's. Which are glitch. First of all, it's taking a daily inventory of my life and where I'm at. And the idea of being able to take a daily inventory and figure out where I am and figure out, well, so it's the 4 G's are glitch, grateful, good, and goal. And I set daily goals. But what it does is it requires me to stop and realize, you know what, first of all, every day isn't perfect. And that things happen. Sometimes it's raining. Sometimes I'm in Massachusetts. Sometimes it's cold. There's lots of things that can be. And writing it down and accepting the fact that it isn't perfect. But it's also knowing that I have a lot to be grateful for. And to stop and think of that and what's good in my life. And then to set some daily goals. And so all of this starts my day with perspective. And that's another thing I've learned from program, because I don't have to go from 0 to 60 at any given time. I can just be where I am and be present, which is where I'm going to go back to the kids, because I can be present. I can also hear what they're saying and respect where my children are at and let them live their lives. And so my older son, who, you know, I was fearful what's going to happen. He's going to get married. He wanted to get married young. He had a God of his understanding. He was living in New York City. My daughter-in-law was walking around in New York City. I had to let God in because I couldn't control that. And on the same son, so recently, he had his fourth child. I was actually in Israel on October 7th. And here's the miracles of this program is that I was there. My fourth grandchild was born. I was there for bris, and then I was there. October 6th was an incredibly joyous holiday. And then the sirens came Saturday morning. And the world has changed, and my world has changed drastically. But I turned to God and not to food. And some pretty crazy things happened when I was in Israel. And it was actually my sponsor who pointed out to me, and you didn't eat compulsively. And what I did is I really turned to God. I actually went to services. My son came home from services to let us know what happened in the world. And I still wanted to go to services. I wanted to go and pray. And I did. And it was a very different prayer set than I was expecting that morning. It was a very joyous holiday until the attack. And that I could turn to God is a beautiful thing and not turn to food. And because of the bris had been only days before, they had all this food in the house that wasn't my food. They also, God love them, made sure that I had my food and had ordered a lot of that. And some of that was in the freezer as well. And I didn't have to break my abstinence. Just the world, there was a war and I didn't have to break my abstinence. And there were things that happened while I was there that were pretty insane. We actually were told that we had to put food in every house as a bomb shelter, and his playroom is a bomb shelter. And we had to prepare in case we needed to be in there for 3 days. And I brought my abstinent food down. And we didn't have to be in there at all, thank God. And leaving was a whole other thing. But it just says to me, like, I am so grateful to have a program of recovery, because I don't know how I would handle, I don't know how I could have handled that situation in the continual situation. I'm back, obviously. But they're living there. My grandchildren are living there. And I need to turn to God. Food's not going to change that. Being angry is not going to change that. I need my program, and I needed my program more than ever. It was an insane trip back of 30 hours of travel, and it actually had to be through Dubai, and we had multiple cancellations, and we had to spend a night in Dubai and what have you. But eating wouldn't have changed that. And that's the difference. And every piece of my life that I still am a compulsive overeater. I'm still, and my life still isn't clearly perfect, but here's the miracle is that I put my food on the scale. I go to my meetings. I sponsor, and I am sponsored. And because of whatever I've done many a step study, but I'm currently not in one, but all of those pieces and following up with all the having the program has made me deal with insanity and be able to be sane. And that's the gift. That's the gift beyond anything. And that's the miracle, is that my clothes fit, that I'm not a bitch. Sorry, that like I used to be such an incredibly angry person, and my family had to deal with so much of that. And I don't have to be that anymore. I don't have to be rageful. I can be compassionate. I can be giving, and I can be loving. And so much of that is because everything needs to be right sized. And that starts with the food, and that starts with the scale, and that starts with a commitment to this program, and to be able to just give those things away so that I can live a life that is second to none. Before program, I was a very different being, and I'm grateful not to be that being. And I can have perspective on so much of life. And that personal God is second to none as well, because I don't know what I would do without it. I don't have much more to say.
5 minutes.
Yeah, thank you. So I have one in-person meeting by me. I do two virtual meetings beyond that. And I weigh my food every day. I do my gratitude list and I do my 4 G's. I write, and part of my writing is my 4 G's, as well as my food. I do sponsor. I have a sponsee. But I have a life. And before that, I really didn't, because I just had so much anger and so much frustration. And I don't have to live that way anymore. And that's where really where what I'm grateful for. And that I see miracles around me every day. And my life is a miracle, and I know that. And without program, I don't know where I would be. I actually do. I mean, Fen Phen didn't cure me. I could be quite morbidly obese at this point, and I don't have to be. And I'm just so grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to have a program, and I'm grateful to share my story and my strength and my hope. And I hope to be in these rooms the rest of my life, because I need them. I need you. I need program. And I'm grateful. Thank you.